I'm going to talk about. So today I want to express six thoughts for you to consider with the attending scriptures. First thought is about idols. We at least, I normally, think of a idol as some tangible item, like a car, a boat, or some overriding activity. But as you go down the definitions in the Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, there is listed figment of the mind. So that would include a major concern, a problem, perhaps some particularly pleasing pleasantry. So if there's something that sidetracks the mind being involved with the things of God, then we may be practicing idolatry. That seems tough, maybe, but one must be sensitive to the possibility. The scriptures are 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in this heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge is our apostle and high priest. Thought number two. When personal adversity hits, that's usually from the blind side, what is your very first response? Do we immediately acknowledge God as sovereign and to be our strength and shield? Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. And there's Philippians 4:12-13. Know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Thought number three. When things are sweet, under control, and in calm waters, do we allow the Lord to assume an inactive role, or do we lean on him continuously? James 4:8. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And there's Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. And there's Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Question number four is about staying awake to God. The more you love him, the more you will spend time with him. Psalm 145:18-20. Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call out to him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. And there's Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The fifth thought would be about asking questions. Is it truly his plan and guidance, or are we asking for approval of our plan? Psalm 25:5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. Final question. Have you ever been delivered from an unsavory situation or a significant event? God's shield is ample to provide full protection from all of Satan's schemes, enticements, or fiery darts. It is the shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And there's Psalm 33. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. May the Lord bless your house and have a very good day.